This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and got a show lined up that's got some people on it that I think you'll be very pleased to hear. Some you may have heard of before, some you might not, but something in it for everybody, I think. One of the groups that was very influential on my music in the late 1960s, early 1970s was Bill Emerson, Cliff Waldron, and the New Shades of Grass. And I have here a CD made from my vinyl copy of the LP, and I'm going to play a track for you to start off the show. And on this album, there's a real mixture of classic bluegrass as well as some tunes from outside bluegrass that really work well. Bill Emerson was a great man at working tunes from everywhere into bluegrass music, and Cliff Waldron had a very engaging sort of voice. The band is Bill Emerson banjo and doing tenor vocal, Cliff Waldron guitar and lead vocals, Mike Aldridge dobro and some vocals, Bill Poffenberger fiddle, Ed Ferris bass, and for this recording they got John Duffy to play some mandolin and do a little bit of harmony as well. It's got some great songs on the whole CD. We could only play a couple of them, and they'll come up during the show. But we're going to kick off with Who Will Sing For Me. It's a Stanley Brothers tune, and I hope you enjoy it. Here it comes.
Oft I sing for my friend when death comes for my sin, but when I reach my journey's end, who will sing for me?
Sing for
I come to the cross of the silent sea. Who will sing one song for me? When friends shall gather they turn and walk away, or will they sing one song for me? I wonder who will sing for me when I come to the cross of the silent sea. Who will sing?
That was some bluegrass music from the 1970s. We'll jump right up to 2019 now. And the last one was a Carter family song. Carter Stanley song, should I say. And next man, Larry Sparks, spent a lot of time playing with Ralph Stanley. And he was a wonderful guitarist for them and had a wonderful interpretation of Stanley Brothers songs. From his album New Moon Over My Shoulder, which came out in 2019, I've picked a song called Annie's Boy, written by Dee Gaskin. Here's Larry Sparks Band.
Outside the nursery window stands a fragile little thing, barefoot and shabby housecoat. She looks about 16. Her smile is like the sunshine, and she can't hide her joy as she points to a baby's crib and whispers, "That's my boy." Annie's world revolves around him. She loves him more than life. She barely knew his daddy's name. She'd never been his wife. He left her with a baby boy, an angel in her eyes. She cuddles him with loving arms and rocks him when he cries. Her reason for living and her pride and joy was the gift she was given, Annie's boy. Annie's seated on the front row at Willow Junction High. Her heart is filled with pride today as the senior class files by. There's a look on Annie's face now remarks cannot destroy. Then she turns to a friend and says, "I'm so proud of my boy." They're waiting at the station, and the train is right on time. Her boy is going off to war and leaving her behind. She prays for his safety the way she has for years. She wraps her arms around him and wipes away her tears. Her reason for living and her pride and joy was the gift she was given, Annie's boy. She's sitting at the airport for hours all
but long, knowing it's the last time her boy is coming home. She's waiting for that special flight that finally touches ground. She walks out on the tarmac, her tears are streaming down. The casket is emerging, draped in red, white, and blue. But Annie's world had ended the day she got the news. She stumbles out to meet him, but this time there's no joy. Through teardrops and in broken tones, she whispers, "That's my boy." Her reason for living and her pride and joy was the gift she was given, Annie's boy.
Larry Sparks and Annie's boy. It's a bit early in the show for a tearjerker, isn't it? But what a beautiful rendition of that great song. Many of you who were learning bluegrass about the same time as I was, i.e. late 60s, early 70s, were very familiar with the work of the Country Gentleman out of Washington, D.C., and the banjo player that many think is the first of the sort of real banjo players, all due respect to Bill Emerson, who started the group and was there again later, was Eddie Adcock, and he was a fine banjo player, different style, very driving banjo, very hard banjo sound, and a great baritone vocal. He is an interesting character. He and John Duffy and Charlie Waller formed the nucleus of the Country Gentlemen that really came to fame. But Eddie Adcock eventually left the group and went off and played music with his wife Martha Adcock. Both great singers, both great guitar players. Eddie plays mandolin and banjo as well, of course. And I have an album called Spirited, which is one of their songs, came out in 1997, this album. And it has Missy Raines playing bass. She played bass for them for a long time. And we were fortunate enough to have Missy Raines at the studio just a couple of years ago, talking to her and having her playing bass. And that was a real delight, a real thrill to do that. And nice to have that connection with music. Eddie Adcock was, as I said, a very interesting character. He played banjo, he raced, did drag racing in very souped-up cars, and was also a professional boxer, and would be a handyman to have in fights. I don't know if he got any as part of the band or not, but he played great music, and that's really what we're interested in. I've selected a couple of songs off this album, Spirited, What Love Can't Do, and then the next song will be called Don't Do It. It actually has got a much longer title than that, Don't Do It, and It Won't Be On Your Mind. That's probably pretty good advice for anybody. But here is Eddie Adcock, Martha Adcock, and from the album Spirited. Let's have a listen, eh?
Love lives forever. It's the strongest thing alive. It can stop a raging river, tear down a mountainside. It could stop a speeding bullet or spread the morning dew. But still there are some things that love can't do. It can stop the earth from turning. It can block out the sun. It can make hearts stop beating or start one to run. It can start old flames burning and make them brand new. But still there are some things that love can't do. Yes, they are the same, and he can turn the proudest looks two ones a total shame. And it makes our world more peaceful, and our troubles are so few. But still there are some things that love can't do. Love can't steal, love can't cheat. Love won't ever lie, and it can't break a home or leave you alone. It's there by your side. And it can't ever build the weapons that would tear our world in two. Those are just some things that love can't ever do. There by your side. It can't ever build the weapons that would tear our world in two. Those are just some things that love can't ever do.
Stepping out tonight, even though your baby treats you right, it's not the thing to do, cause cheating leaves you blue. Don't do it and it won't be on your mind. Don't do it and it won't be on your mind. Don't slip around and drink the warm red wine. It's not the thing to do, cause cheating leaves you blue. Don't do it and it won't be on your mind. So fine, you'd better know he's not the quiet kind. And no matter where you go, everybody's gonna know. Don't do it and it won't be on your mind. Don't do it and it won't be on your mind. Don't slip around and drink the warm red wine. It's not the thing to do, cause she leaves you blue. Don't do it and it won't be on your mind.
Someday you won't hold her tight, kiss those ruby lips goodnight, but don't do it and it won't be on your mind.
Don't do it and it won't be on your mind. Don't slip around and drink the warm red wine.
It's not the thing to do, cause cheating leaves you blue. So don't do it and it won't be on your mind. Someone new and live it up the way you used to do. You can dance the night away, but the fiddler you must pay. Don't do it and it won't be on your mind.
Don't do it and it won't be on your mind. Don't slip around and drink the warm red wine. It's not the thing to do, cause she leaves you blue. Don't do it and it won't be on your mind. You can dance a night away, but the fiddler you must pay. Don't do it and it won't be on your mind. Don't do it and it won't be on your mind.
Oh, a couple of very talented people and some amazing guitar work there. They both do lead guitar work, but some you could really pick as Eddies, and a couple of real different banjo styles on display there, together with some great harmony. Eddie and Martha Adcock. I hope you enjoyed that. Let's listen to some classic bluegrass now from Cumberland Gap Connection. Great name for a band. And they look to be a band of sort of late 20s, 30s age group. And the album is called A Whole Lot of Lonesome. And The band is Mike Bentley on guitar and lead and harmony vocals, Rod Smith on banjo and harmony vocals, Clint Hurd on mandolin and harmony vocals, Brian Russell on bass and harmony vocals, the occasional lead vocal, and they had some special guests, Justin Moses on fiddle and dobro. Well, that's a great addition to any recording session, isn't it? And that's the main one that applies to the tunes that I'm going to play. And these boys do a good job of some down-home bluegrass, so let's hear them sing Home in Tennessee, Cumberland Gap Connection.
Clear, a bluebird sing in the misty morning mountain dew. Take me back in the morning to my home in Tennessee, where the air is fresh at sunrise and a man's as free as summer breeze. Sunrise and a man's as free as summer breeze. Sunrise and a man's as free as summer breeze, and a man's as free as summer breeze.
That was Cumberland Gap Connection doing some nice singing about their home in Tennessee. I'm not sure if they live in Tennessee or Kentucky. The album was some of it was recorded in Tennessee, some of it in Kentucky, and I guess that's just the way of things. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trenwith, your host, playing you some of the music that I love to listen to and I love to play. And I enjoy just digging into my shelves and finding things that I think you might enjoy. Back Porch Bluegrass comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand, right at the bottom of the South Pacific Ocean. And we've been having bluegrass music in this area for more than 50 years. I've been part of it. And lots of other people play it and enjoy it too. This program goes around stations in New Zealand, access radio stations in New Zealand, access radio stations in Canada, Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, and of course it's available as a podcast anywhere. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, big music store in Hamilton. Meet all your musical needs, instruments, accessories, advice, the whole bit. Oh, we're going to hear from one of my favourite fiddle players, one of playing one of my favourite tunes. Kenny Baker did some wonderful fiddle work and greatly influenced Colleen Trenwith, my former wife, who sadly died in 2021. She used to do a lot of Kenny Baker stuff. She studied his music, did a very, very good job of playing his tunes and his styles, and just loved the way he approached it and his accuracy and his drive and his feel in the music. Kenny Baker played fiddle. Sammy Bush played mandolin on this. John Kaporakis played guitar. Butch Robbins played banjo. And Ebo Walker played bass. Recorded in 1971. Some wonderful tunes. And I've selected Doc Harris the Fisherman. We used to play this a lot in concert. Brings back some great memories. Kenny Baker. Fade ending, eh? Kenny Baker, that was, doing a great version of Doc Harris the Fisherman. He wrote that tune because he used to go fishing with Doc Harris, and what a good title for a tune it was. Let's head north to Toronto. We're in summer now, so they must be in serious winter, and I guess it's a pretty serious winter up around Toronto. A band called the Foggy Hogtown Boys. I thought that was a cute name until I realised that Hogtown was a nickname for Toronto. And so Foggy Hogtown Boys definitely come from Toronto, and this album is put out featuring bluegrass recording artist Ivan Rosenberg and the Foggy Hogtown Boys, and these guys look like a bunch of hard doers. I'd say all in their 30s or 40s, and they play some great bluegrass music, and the song that I've selected to play is one called Cold Creek. All their notes on the CD are very tongue-in-cheek. Chris Cool, and he's a man that sings it, Chris Cool wrote this fictional flood-soaked bluegrass thriller that's set in a very real Eastern Ontario stream. So how's that for a good description for a song? The Foggy Hogtown Boys, the Hogtown Sessions. And this has got, where's the list of their names? Here it is. Andrew Collins on mandolin and guitar, Chris Quinn on banjo, Chris Cool on guitar and various other things, Ivan Rosenberg on some dobro, Max Heinemann on bass, and John Showman on fiddle. Great music and very, very entertaining, I would say, to listen to. We're going to hear them with a song called Cold Creek.
Tuesday morning, blue sky turned to gray. So much wind and rain gonna wash my life away. Doctor's got a pill that can take away the pain, but you just can't stop the water when the skies are flying away. Other side, give my girl this bow. Just says that I love her and I know she loves me too, but there ain't no use feeling sad and blue. From my skin, pour the wine into my blood. Said things sure look good here from the top of this hill. Think I'll stay right here till I have my fill. Think I'll stay right here till I have my fill. Think I'll stay right here till I have my fill. Think I'll stay right here till I have my fill.
Some pretty driving bluegrass there from Foggy Hogtown. I sort of know how they feel. Hamilton in New Zealand is sometimes called a foggy old Hamilton, where instead of being based on pigs, we're based on the dairy industry, and lots of towns around all dairying centres servicing dairy farms, and we're often called a foggy old town too. So I identify slightly with Foggy Hogtown boys there. Let's listen to Emerson and Waldron again from their Bluegrass Session album of 1970 with a tune called Break My Mind.
Baby, oh baby, tell the man at the ticket stand that you changed your mind. Let me run on out and tell the cab to keep his meter flying. Cause if you say goodbye to me, baby, gonna break my mind. Break my mind, break my mind. Oh, I just can't stand to hear the big jet engines whine. Break my mind, break my mind. If you leave, you're gonna leave a babbling fool behind. Baby, oh baby, let me take your suitcases off of these scales in time. Tell the man that you suddenly felt a thing about flying. Cause if you say goodbye to me, baby, gonna break my mind. Break my mind.
hear the big jet engines whine. Break my mind, break my mind, oh Lord. If you leave, you're gonna leave a babbling fool behind. Break my mind. The big jet engines whine. Break my mind, break my mind, oh Lord. If you leave, you're gonna leave a babbling fool behind.
Bill Emerson, Cliff Waldron, and the New Shades of Grass with Break My Mind. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band copied that version, and we used to love doing that song. It's a real fun to sing and play that tune. Oh, I had a lovely letter from Becky Herndon or via Facebook, and she's a beautician from Lyons in Indiana. And I looked up Lyons in my Rand McNally, because you got to have a Rand McNally if you want to know where anything is in the USA. And Lyons is a little town that's never been on any of the routes that I've passed by in Indiana in my few visits there. We were in Indiana in 1971 for the Bean Blossom Festival, Bean Blossom, Indiana, and we went into Indianapolis. In fact, I'm an honorary Secretary of State for Indiana, because they really hosted our band from New Zealand in a grand way, visited the Capitol building in Indianapolis, and were hosted to afternoon tea and some drinks, and they made a bit of a fuss of us and gave us certificates to say that we were honorary secretaries of state for Indiana. So there you are, Becky. I'm quite an important person in Indiana or something. And she asked about a song that she'd heard me play on the show, and wanted to know who it was by and could I play the song again. Sure, Becky. The song is by a band called the Pippi Pickers, and this is where things got complicated, because strangely, Becky in Lyons, Indiana, didn't know what a pippi was. And that's spelt P-I-P-I, for those of you having trouble with my New Zealand pronunciation. And a pippi is like a shellfish that you find right at the edge of the ocean in the sand. And they bury down about 2 or 3 inches. And they're absolutely delicious. You collect a bucket of them and then go and sort of put them on the barbecue. And when the shells open up, you rip them open and eat the pippi inside. And it's beautiful shellfish. You can have them in fritters, and probably a bit like clams for the USA. And New Zealand, being a couple of major islands and lots of smaller islands, has lots of beaches, and we have lots of pippies, so they're a regular feast for people who go to the beach. So that's what the Pippi Pickers, so they call themselves the Pippi Pickers. They're a great band, one of New Zealand's leading bluegrass bands. Janine Abarbanel on double bass and vocals, Gary Bigwood on mandolin and vocals, and Barry Talkington on guitar, and he's the dad of Nat Talkington, who plays banjo, and Nat is married to Janine, so that's all sounds pretty complicated. And they do a great version of many, many tunes. And here they are talking about color choices when you're in a murderous intent. And Becky's a beautician, so she's very conscious of stripes and things like that. She could do a stripe in your hair, probably, but this is about outfits. Here we go, Becky. Here's Stripes for you from New Zealand's The Pippi Pickers. I'll try and say that right.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah, you were lying there with nothing on but a goofy little grin and a platinum blonde. I can't believe you do that on our behalf. I got a pistol and I got a bullet and a pissed off finger just itching to pull it. The only thing keeping me from losing my head is I hate stripes, and orange ain't my color. And if I squeeze that trigger tonight, I'll be wearing one or the other. There's no crime of passion. Why the crime of fashion? The only thing saving your life is I don't look good in orange and I hate stripes. Whoa. Guard, I can sell cigarettes in the prison yard. Don't think hard time, be that hard on me. Yeah, I can pick up trash on the side of the road, but I'd die if I saw someone I know. It ain't the chains, it's the clothes stopping me. Cause I hate stripes, and orange ain't my color. And if I squeeze that trigger tonight, I'll be wearing one or the other. There's no crime of passion, were the crime of fashion. The only thing saving your life is I don't look good in orange and I hate stripes. Up a number while the whole town's staring at the picture in the paper of me wearing stripes. There's no crime of passion, were the crime of fashion. The only thing saving your life is I don't look good in orange and I hate stripes. Orange ain't my color. If I squeeze that trigger tonight, wearing one or the other. There's no crime of passion, were the crime of fashion. The only thing saving your life is I don't look good in orange and I hate stripes.
It's a great song, isn't it? That was New Zealand's The Pippi Pickers, and doing that, Janina Barbanel. She is a lady who produces our Kiwigrass Bluegrass Festival when we have it, COVID permitting, which hasn't been for the last couple of years, unfortunately. Oh, what are we getting on to? I had a nice note from Ray Reschenberg too, asking me about what we probably consider to be an Australian duo, but it's a Stewie French from Tasmania and Camille Tanahu from Gisborne, New Zealand. Got married several years ago. Both excellent musicians. Fine guitarist. Stewie is stunningly good as a guitar player. And he asked me if I knew about them because on YouTube they're featured with a very talented young 10 or 12-year-old son playing guitar and singing lead. And they're playing that sort of country music, which is sort of just like the early bluegrass, really cross between country and bluegrass, and great rhythm feel. Stewie plays great guitar and their harmonies are beautiful, and their young son is doing a fine job of picking guitar and singing lead, believe me. So I hunted through my albums, and Ray, here's a tune called Things Change from Camille and Stewie. The album is called Big Days and Little Years. Great title. They write most of the songs on the album, and I think including this one. Things Change, Camille and Stewie.
I was sitting here 10 years ago, lost on a dark crossroad. Things change. I'm still here, but I can't believe these little faces that look like me. Things change. 1, 2, 3, start making memories. 4, 5, 6, life just passes by so quick. 7, 8, 9, you will turn around. like a tree, he was so tall and strong. Then one day he was gone. Things changed, but in the twinkle of an eye, I heard our little babies cry. Things change. One, two, three, start making memories. Four, five, six, life just passes by so quick. Seven, my heart is torn. Things change. It takes me back to my first day. Teary-eyed, mom walked away. Things change. One, two, three. Start making memories. Four, five, six. Life just passes by so quick. Seven, eight, nine, you will turn around and find things change. I was sitting here 10 years ago, lost on a dark crossroad, but things change.
Isn't that a beautiful song? Camille and Stewie, they call themselves, and they just work beautifully together. Michelle Rose playing dobro, Mick Albeck playing some fiddle on that tune, and they're from New Zealand and Australia. Oh, let's hear the Foggy Hogtown boys again. Here's a tune called Busted.
Well, the bills are all due and the baby needs shoes, 'cause I'm busted.
Busted.
You know, I hate to beg like a dog for a bone, 'cause I'm busted. Well, my brother says there's not a thing I can do. My wife and my kids, they're all down with the flu. Now I was just thinking about calling on you, 'cause I'm busted. Big sack of bills getting bigger
it's the Foggy Hogtown Boys and Busted. I suspect they would be a really fun band to watch in concert. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing you some selections from my shelves of CDs and sometimes vinyl albums, and always trying to find something that I think might take your fancy without knowing your musical taste at all, although you're probably quite interested in bluegrass music, which is why you're listening to this podcast. And thanks to all the people that are tuning into the podcast and all the people that are tuning in on Access Radio stations too. Really appreciate you listening to me. We're going to hear Larry Sparks again from the album New Moon Over My Shoulder and Things Will Get Better. Oh, I hope that applies to the COVID situation. We're struggling down here in New Zealand. The Omicron has hit us and we're getting lots of cases. But thanks to a very high level of vaccination, they're not as serious as they could be, and we're well down on the deaths per thousand that many other countries have suffered under. Let's hear Larry Sparks, Things Will Get Better.
An old man lives down the road from me. His view on life is a joy to see. He never lets trouble around his day. You see a little smile and then he'll say, I hit a little bump in the road today. It happens to us all along the way. I've been mighty blessed in life, you know. Things will get better in a dear soul. Summer day when he went to town, lightning hit his bar, burned it down. Could have been worse, I heard him say. Thank the Lord I didn't have it filled with hay. I hit a little bump in the road today. It happens to us all along the way. I've been mighty blessed in life, you know. Things are getting better in the dear soul. Chickens he kept in a pen. The fox broke through and got all his hens. He said it's a pity, but understand, too many eggs ain't good for a man. I hit a little bump in the road today. It happens to us all along the way. I've been mighty blessed in life, you know. Things will get better in a dear soul. I've been mighty blessed in life, you know. Things are getting better in a dear soul.
That was Larry Sparks. Let's listen to Stewie and Camille again for another track off their album Big Days and Little Years, and this track is called The First Time. It's a cute song, actually. It's got some great words in it if you listen closely, and I think you might identify with some of these words, and they do the song beautifully.
I was nervous the first time she let me in the back of her daddy's old car, both wishing we had a road map, 'cause we'd never been quite that far. And the first time that I promised forever to honor, to love and obey, when an old matrimonial soldier said, son, life don't always work out that way. The first time's the one you remember, no matter how good it gets. People tell you practice makes perfect, but the first time is one time no one forgets. I remember that first drop of whiskey, the first time that I really got high. I said to myself, now this is living. The next day I thought I'd died. And I remember the first time she left me, waking up in that cold empty bed. It's the first time that I've ever been speechless, with so much I wished I had said. The first time's the one you remember, no matter how good it gets. People tell you practice makes perfect, but the first time is one time. Life's made up of surprises, no telling what fortune may bring. As long as we keep moving forward, there's a first time for everything. The first time you become a believer, in the hope there's a heaven above, is when death lays the hand on the shoulder of someone you truly have loved. As I roll on down life's highway, driven by hunger and thirst, I keep telling myself to remember, treat every time just like the first. The first time's the one you remember, no matter how good it gets. People tell you practice makes perfect.
Well, thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you enjoyed it. Tune in again next week at the same time, and we'll have another program for you.
No one forgets.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.